taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, how about one more little bit of taste? I mean, the moderators were the big losers last night. I think Marco Rubio did the best job of coming out on top. But the moderators were just, like our last caller said, like Kevin said, embarrassingly bad. Junior League. And this is the best they've got from NBC News. Well, that's sad. Here, a little flavor from Chris Christie responding to one of the questions. Go.
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football? Can we stop?
Talk about fantasy football.
How about this? How about we get the government to do what they're supposed to be doing? Secure our borders, protect our people, and support American values and American families.
Well, there's an idea. There's something we can get behind. Kathy Burton here, National Committee Woman from Michigan, to talk about the Republican debate. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Yes, good morning.
Were you as shocked and embarrassed by the...
Well, you cut out on me a little bit.
I said, were you as shocked and embarrassed by the moderators as the rest of us were watching last night?
It was very disappointing because I was disappointed. I think all the viewers were very frustrated about the moderators because what they should be asking are good questions about policies and issues to our candidates, and they cut them off in trying to embarrass them, make them sound like they didn't know what they were talking about. And what our people want to hear is about what are they going to do about the policies and issues. They want to hear good questions about national security, taxes, our economy, the national debt, and maybe how to simplify the tax code. And so, yes, it was very much an embarrassment. And I think it showed the moderators for what they are. They're definitely just a left-leaning, mainstream, medium bias against the Republican Party. No doubt about it.
Yeah, that crew was clearly carrying water for Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party last night. No question about that. Now, setting that aside for a moment, there were a few... high points in the conversation about different important things facing the country. Who do you think did the best last night and why?
I'll tell you, I think they all did pretty well, but I like the ones who set the record straight and bucked back on what was trying to be done with them. Ted Cruz did a great job with that. Marco Rubio comes to mind. Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee. I mean, they just were wonderful to take it back and show, you know, that they are, CNBC was more concerned, apparently, with the ratings. I mean, even at one time, the moderators got booed, you know, by the public watching it. And I happened to be watching the debate last night at Central Michigan University. I was invited by the College Republicans. So I was at a debate-watching, party. Pleasant, and that was really interesting to be there with a group of young college-minded kids, and they felt the same way. They want to hear answers to the concerns that we all have as a general populace going forward to this important election.
Yeah, and what we got was a whole lot of, I mean, make no mistake, for CNBC, they were selling ads for $250,000 a piece. Because
right.
CNBC last night, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but I pretty much guarantee you that CNBC last night set an all-time ratings mark for the history of that network. There is no question. CNN set an all-time ratings mark for the history of its network with a debate here a couple of weeks ago. So we only have a couple of weeks before the next debate comes up. Really strongly felt that Marco Rubio was the winner last night, but I thought Ted Cruz did well. I think Chris Christie did well. I also think that people like Jeb Bush and Donald Trump held their own. I think the ones that could be in trouble, I thought Kasich had a point or two, but I think he's in trouble. I don't think that Mike Huckabee had a great night. I certainly think that Rand Paul, his ship is listing. So I think there's some people here. I mean, you're not going to get money. You're not going to get support. With 11 people in the race, you've got some trouble. I don't think Carly Fiorina is going to have the kind of jump she did after the first two debates. She did well after the first two. I didn't see her do anything particularly interesting to help her cause. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, I think Michigan's really been blessed to have so many of the candidates coming through here. you know, significantly several times. And we're blessed to have so many qualified candidates in our party who want to give of their time, talent, and treasure to help our country. I mean, all the Democrats really have is Hillary for their choice. So we're really blessed to have
sad.
It. And that's one thing the college kids were saying. I asked them, did any of the particular candidates resonate with them? And you know what? They had about four or five people that they really liked, and they're still watching and listening. And that's why these forums are given, is to be able to showcase their talents, their concerns, their plans. But last night what you saw was them being fielding silly questions like, what is your greatest weakness? Well, I mean, that's very demeaning to our candidates. And you're right. I think CNBC is more concerned with their ratings than they were about getting out the people's plans and ideas and thwarting them, in fact. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So here we are. We're heading into a new era of Republican politics a little bit later today, not too much longer. Paul Ryan will take the gavel. Paul Ryan will become the new Speaker of the House. But, you know, it's almost like it's too late because we have a budget that just went through that takes the spending limits off for the next 2 years. It's horribly irresponsible. It means that this country is going to be more than $20 trillion in debt. Many of those votes, Republicans, of course, because there are only 167 no votes. There are 246 Republicans in the House. The Republicans that we thought were going to change things in November of 2014 have become the same group of feckless politicians that, frankly, infuriate all of us. What's really going to change today?
I think people are just interested in listening to those type of questions that you just put forth, and they were thwarted on that last night. They were busy defending and turning it around on the liberal media, and we just have to keep trying to get through to let their ideas come forth and let the relevant questions be answered so people can make educated decisions on these wonderful candidates we have. It takes a lot of time and energy for them all going forth, and it's not an easy thing, but I think they're all really led because they each feel they have something to offer our country to get us away from the horrible policies that have been enacted by our current administration. So I really give them a pat on the back and just keep going forward with our debates. And
well, my point, though, I think the problem, we're on with Kathy Burden, National Committee woman from Michigan here, Republican. The problem is that we all voted for the country, vast majority voted for Republicans in November of 2014, and nothing has changed. The Democrats might as well be in charge. Barack Obama has gotten every single thing he wants. He's gotten the debt limit lifted altogether so he can go ahead and squander money we don't have because he doesn't care. He'll be gone in 18 months.
Yes.
I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word, Kathy.
If he is afraid a vote isn't going to go his way, like he says, he's got a pin and he's going to use it. He just pulls out another executive order, and that is, again, very frustrating to our public because we do have legislators that want to do the right thing, but they know a lot of times he's just going to squelch it, and in some cases there's a supermajority where we do need a certain segment of the Republicans, the Democrats, to go along with these voting issues, or they're going to fail. It is a very important thing that we do elect a Republican president coming up in the 2016 election, and we're going to see a turnaround. I feel, and many people feel, like we're almost over a cliff, and we need to get someone in office there that will start slowly pulling us back before we actually fall off that cliff. And the policy.
All right, Kathy Burden, I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Kathy Burden, we have to leave it right there, my friend.
Okay.
National Committee woman from Michigan.
You.
All right, thank you so much. The Republicans helped us off that cliff, too. Make no mistake. We'll be right back.